USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is criticizing the new massive stimulus package before the House. The California Republican saying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is just creating a liberal wish list.
Now she wants to write a $3 trillion bill with no one able to see, no accountability, and no input. I mean, this is not how democracy works.
Due to social distancing, voting on the bill is expected to take quite some time. Speaking at the White House, President Trump discussing Operation Warp Speed and its efforts to develop a possible coronavirus vaccine.
Its objective is to finish developing and then to manufacture and distribute a proven coronavirus vaccine as fast as possible. Again, we'd love to see if we could do it prior to the end of the year. We think we're going to have some very good results coming out very quickly.
USA Radio News.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Then why not try World of Warships? You can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels and unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the ocean. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you were there. Each week, there's something new to experience, with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours on end. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American and one German. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. And remember, use the invite code BOOM, worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
During the White House press briefing on Friday, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany wonders why Dr. Rick Bright has not shown up for his new job that he was assigned to.
Well, it's interesting to ask about whether Rick Bright should start in a position because Rick Bright hasn't showed up for a position. He was transferred to lead a bold new $1 billion testing program. He's not yet shown up for work.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is giving more details on reopening Florida's businesses.
Effective Monday, gyms can operate. Make sure that you have the respect the social distancing capacity. I would say for some of these places like CrossFit that do outdoor training, that's great. The outdoor stuff, that's a lower risk environment.
The governor also saying beaches are able to open as well as long as social distancing guidelines are followed. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow losing 60 points to finish at 23,685. The S&P, though, adding 11. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The first black general manager to win a World Series title is dead at the age of 74. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Bob Watson was not just a general manager. He spent 19 seasons on the field himself, playing for the Houston Astros, Boston Red Sox, Atlanta Braves, and here with the New York Yankees.
Bob Watson, after 17 professional seasons and more than 1,700 big league hits, becomes the 17th player to homer in his first World Series at bat.
Watson became the Astros general manager and then held onto the title with the Yankees, and it was in New York City that he helped lead the team to a World Series championship in 1996. He would later go on to become the league's vice president of on-field operations before he officially retired in 2010. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than 2 months after all team sports ended due to the coronavirus pandemic, NASCAR is ready to start its engines. NASCAR hasn't raced since March 8th, but the drivers will be racing again Sunday at Darlington, South Carolina. Regan Smith is part of Fox Sports' broadcast team. He will be the only on-track reporter for the broadcast team this week. He joins Fox News and was asked if he has a few butterflies heading into this week's race.
I'm not nervous at all. That's part of my job is to be at the racetrack and is to bring that to the fans and what's happening at the racetrack to the fans, you know.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.